Now, the rest of the story. One June morning, Tom awakened feeling very strange. He got out of bed, he looked in the mirror, and gasped in horror. The right side of his chest and his right shoulder seemed to have collapsed. Even the corresponding area of his back appeared to have caved in. There was some paralysis and no muscle tone at all, as though an entire section of the young man's body had simply deflated. Tom had a construction job that summer, but there was no way that he was going to work that morning. Instead, he got dressed, hurried to see his athletic trainer at Texas A&M. The trainer shrugged, sent Tom to a doctor. The doctor shrugged, sent Tom to another doctor, one at Houston Medical Center. There were tests and x-rays, and finally, a diagnosis. A spinal disc in Tom's neck was herniated. It was blocking nervous function on the right side. Virtually no circulation was reaching his right chest or shoulder or back. Now the pain was intense, so Tom did not hesitate to consent when the doctor recommended immediate surgery. But this is the rest of the story. Tom was on the football team at Texas A&M. He loved the game. So the first thing when Tom was coming out from under the anesthetic, he asked the surgeon, "Can I still play?" The doctor was grim. The injury to Tom's neck, doubtless football-related, had been repaired by the operation for now. And yet further injury could result in much worse, even permanent damage. For the sake of avoiding such a calamity, Tom must never play football again. Well, the surgery was July 14. After 10 days in the hospital, Tom was released. And all summer, his upper body remained deformed, the right side still appearing to have caved in. His fourth year at A&M, Tom attended classes, but he was out of football. He was on redshirt, as it was called. And after 6 months of shaking his head in the mirror, Tom decided to rebuild his misshapen right side. He tried weights. The awful pain stopped him. More months passed. Gradually, Tom began to tolerate workouts. Ever so slowly, his chest and his shoulder and his back began to return to their proper proportions. Tom would attend A&M one more year. If only he could get well enough and strong enough to play football. He went to another doctor at Houston Medical Center, a specialist theretofore unfamiliar with the case. And to this physician, he related a lifelong dream. Ever since Tom could remember, his greatest desire was to play football in college, to play well enough to be drafted into the NFL. It didn't matter which team drafted him, nor what kind of a career he was going to have thereafter. Tom just wanted to be good enough to play big-time ball someday. Well, the doctor was sympathetic, but the risk was tremendous. Spurring had already occurred around the spinal nerves in Tom's neck. Another injury could prove disastrous. But it was Tom's life. It was his choice. If he felt he had to play football and that the risk was worth it, the doctor would not stand in his way. To Tom, the risk was worth it. He was not going to spend the rest of his life on redshirt if he could possibly help it. And so, despite the pain and the apprehension, Tom resumed college football. He would have one last year to make his dream come true. Well, the record shows that prior to his 1985 Super Bowl season, Coach Mike Ditka of Chicago's Bears drafted a running back out of Texas A&M, a young man named Thomas Sanders. And over the four seasons since, that gifted player's superlative performance has spoken most eloquently for itself. Coach Ditka has said that he chose Tom Sanders mainly because of something intangible, something called attitude. Now you know what Mike meant, because now you know the rest of the story.